Hayward whips it to Tatum. Good look at the left side three. It's in the air. Front iron, no good. Offensive rebound again, Gordon Hayward, and he will float it back out towards Wanamaker, new 14. Boy, Hayward's been great today. That's his ninth rebound. Hayward, left-hand dribble, being harassed by Marvin Williams. Step back at the elbow, hits again.
That was tough. I mean, Marvin Williams was all over it.
Jason Tatum roared out of the gate this afternoon, but he has been passed on the outside by Gordon Hayward. 109-92 is the final. Celtics back in the win column on New Year's Eve. Gordon Hayward joins us outside the Celtics locker room here. I think I've got your secret now. Afternoon games during the holidays, everybody else has the family around, and you've figured out a way to sort of keep your concentration and keep everything separate.
Yeah, my family is not with me. They're enjoying the sun in Florida, so
exactly.
No distractions for me.
There were a lot of little plays we could talk about in this game, but Max and I both focused on you getting Shemmy involved in those threes. You had one the first time you went to him. You had an open look on the right side. And why Shemmy in the corner at that time as opposed to taking that shot?
It's the extra pass. Shemmy in the corner. I'm 100% confident in him there. And I shoot with Shemmy almost every day, so he's my guy. And I think anytime you can get somebody going with an extra pass like that, it's like the basketball guy's rewarding you, and good things are going to happen. So Shemmy from the corner, you know, I'm living with that.
You know, you guys are so unselfish. It's like it's fun watching you guys play because it's the next guy. You might not get a shot for a couple of minutes, then, you know, it goes around. It comes back to your turn, and that's what I love about this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we always talk about how many people that we have that can do so many different things. And if you play with the pass and you're unselfish and guys are getting easy looks, I mean, they're going to return the favor to you. And it's fun playing basketball like that, you know. So when you're spreading the ball around, everyone's getting a touch, it's fun basketball.
I asked Brad before, we talked about 10 years ago today on the final day of the previous decade. You and Brad and Ronald Norad here were hosting Green Bay at the Fieldhouse. And I don't think he knew or anybody else knew at the time that was going to be the first win of the 25-game win streak that took you to the national championship game. He said, if you ask Gordon or ask Ronald about that week coming off a loss to UAB, that you would remember it. Do you?
I definitely remember the loss to UAB. 100% remember that. And then we didn't lose again until the title game. So that was a good run for us. It's always great to see my guy Ron. It's weird seeing him on the bench for them. He's calling out everything that I want to do, and I'm like, sit down, Ron, like, come on. But it's actually really cool.
What is he saying? I'm just curious.
Well, like, I don't want to say what I do out on the radio now. We're gonna have to let people scout me.
You know what, you've got it all down pat. Don't bring your family to these things. Don't tell opponents what you do. You know, hey, dude, have a happy new year. This was a great ending for your team.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You too, man.
All right, Gordon. See you on the plane.
All right.
Gordon Hayward joining us live from the Celtics locker room as the Celtics beat the Hornets 109-92.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.